Can a new project clean up low Earth orbit? In March, European satellite manufacturers will come together to discuss redesigning low orbit missions to meet anti-debris regulations. Prompted by ESA's Clean Space Initiative, devoted to safeguarding the terrestrial and space environments, they will consider new technologies devoted to cutting down on derelict satellites being abandoned, reducing the risk of orbital collisions from increasing debris while also reducing the threat posed by re-entering satellites. This workshop is an essential step for involving the whole European space sector in shaping the way forward for low-orbiting satellites, explained ESA organizer Jessica Delaval. Companies will have the opportunity to put forward their own technologies for debris mitigation. There are more than 12,000 trackable items of space debris larger than 10 centimeters orbiting Earth, including derelict satellites, spent upper stages and fragments of old missions, all presenting a clear and present danger to current missions. The number of smaller, untraceable objects is in the millions, hundreds of thousands of 1 to 10 centimeters pieces, and literally millions of smaller particles. At orbital speeds, a 1 centimeter nut can strike with the force of a hand grenade. Today, international regulations state that minimal debris should be left to propagate within heavily trafficked orbits, especially the low orbits favored by Earth-observing missions and some classes of communication satellite, not to mention manned spacecraft and the International Space Station. For these orbits, extending up to about 2,000 kilometers above Earth, the requirement is that satellites are removed within 25 years of ending their lives. Either they should end up at an altitude where atmospheric drag gradually induces re-entry, or alternatively be dispatched up to quieter graveyard orbits. So mitigation methods are having to be built into new low-orbit missions, with important implications for their design, not least because any mass added to the platform means less is left for the payload, the part of the satellite that actually achieves the mission goal. That means smaller satellites find it more difficult to meet mitigation requirements. Source: ESA,